Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So did everybody raise a glass to our fallen heroes on Memorial Day? That's kind of what everybody in the military community does. We raise a glass and remember all of the fallen heroes from all of the wars and wish that there wasn't another one. That may be my bird this time because I'm not interviewing Dr. Rick. So sorry about that. He likes to get on the show too. Sorry about that. So this time we're going to have my parrot and the return of C.J. Villanueva, the angel of hospice, hospitals, and just life in general. And we said life is a cabaret because it is. It's a wonderful song and dance and party, and you should enjoy it until closing. So CJ, and if Dr. Leonard calls in, Dr. Leonard, who was on a couple of weeks, yeah, maybe last week even, that's what happens when you raise your glass once too often. You forget the dates. Talking about how to enjoy life to the fullest and the healthiest. So we're going to talk about how to avoid getting into hospitals and have the best time you can until the last minute. So, hi, CJ.
Hi, Dr. Ed. How are you doing today?
Just great. What did you do on Memorial Day weekend?
You know, I really, it kind of snuck up on me, and I'm really, really thankful for Memorial Day weekend. I'm really thankful for all the vets, all the soldiers who have fought to protect what is precious to them. So, it caught me unawares, so it was... It was even more poignant, I think, because my friends reminded me to take a minute and remember what life is all about and about those who gave so selflessly for it. I stayed at home with my family, and I enjoyed Aww. Every minute of it. Thank you.
That's nice. So did yeah. you barbecue? Because that's kind of like the American thing on Memorial Day weekend is at least one of the 3 days you got to barbecue.
No, I did not barbecue. I live in a condominium, and the roofers are on top of there right now, so there's two reasons not to barbecue.
Oh, rats.
But I still ate well, and that was good. So the barbecue, yeah, I did do lemonade. Do I get points for that? I love lemonade.
Yeah, you can do that one.
Okay,
we kind of did an indoor barbecue. I mean, you can always have a George Foreman grill, you know.
Well, that's true. That's very true. So we played a lot of board games and things and just took time to really enjoy each other's company, and that made it extra great for me. If we did barbecue, that means Mom has to do all the work typically in my house for barbecuing and things, so I'm really glad we didn't do that.
my husband exercised the smoke alarm because we did the indoor barbecue, and that smoke alarm was screaming.
Ooh. Oh, well done, Superman.
Well done. That's what happens when you're married to Clark. You know, Clark can't, he was like exercising his superpowers, and he made this giant steak, and the smoke alarm went crazy.
Oh, but yum.
It was good. It was really
I like
good.
It.
Yeah, he's a great steak man.
Well, he's a great guy, I think, all the way around. He sure keeps you active and busy, and I love that. Well, I haven't figured out which one of you keeps the other busier,
that's
though.
That's the deal. I mean, and I know you guys, and if Dr. Leonard comes on, he's going to go, you ate beef, you ate red meat, oh, bad. But once in a while, you got to have your red meat.
You know, it's about enjoying life. It really is. And we know there are a lot of things that we should do and we ought not to do, but everything in measure. You know, if you eat something that you're not supposed to, then flush it out. Drink more water, exercise, and work it on out of your body. You're a living, breathing filter. Do it.
So. Thank you, because I know, I mean, I'm really big into the angels, and we will pick an angel card later on. And it's all about having a high vibration, and they don't like red meat.
Yeah, I try to avoid red meat myself. It's hard because, you know, I was raised with steak and with ribs and, you know, out in the country. And not every day, but when we had it, it was, oh, we loved it.
I know, so I don't want to put Texas out of anymore. Business. I'm a Texan, you know, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's understandable, but everything in measure, you know, everything in measure. I'm sure the cows don't mind if you decide not to eat beef. They're probably glad for it. Moo!
Peter's out there going, never eat anything with a face. You know, but dandelions have little faces. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, but the difference is they don't have mouths to cry and tell us how much they hate it when we bite them.
So, I don't know. Have you ever heard a stalk of celery shriek when you cut it? I'm not sure. If you can go too far with this, you know, being worried about everything. That's why you say grace before a meal. You thank the Lord for providing your food, and then you eat it.
Yeah, well, we live in a physical world, and there are physical needs, and that's what physically happens. It's a food chain, and I'm trying not to do too much beef, but you know what? There's so many things to enjoy in life. Why focus on just one?
I have discovered, though, that portobello mushrooms on a hamburger bun can taste really good.
Oh, my gosh, can they ever? I'll skip the bun, though. But, yeah, I'm with you on the portobellos. So
what do we do to make ourselves just really vibrant all the way till whenever? Because you can live in the hundreds now.
Well, you know, I actually attended a conference a few years ago. I think this was in 2011, and it was on gerontology, and it was very fascinating. They said in my age group, and just to let everybody know, because, you know, I don't really care about my age, I was born 1968, so in my age group, 25% of us were projected to live to 100 years old. Or was it 50% of us? I don't remember. Some ridiculous number. Ah, it was 50% of us. And from that 50%, it was 25% of us were predicted to live to 120. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That is a really long time. If we don't stay vibrant, if we fall into that trap of retiring, mentally retiring, well, you're going to retire when you're 70, you're going to run into a huge deficit unless you're extremely wealthy. Before that, you'll run into a lot of health problems, and before that, you'll run into a lot of depression. If you're vibrant, if you're able, if you're capable, you should live. Live. Don't stop. Retirement does not mean stop living.
Well, I my husband is into his 70s, and I can't even make him think about retiring. It's crazy.
I can't imagine him being at home all day with you. I can't.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd
because
do with
you
him.
You two
actually
would drive each other nuts. You'd be like, "Honey, we're going to do this." He'd be like, "Honey, we know we got to do that." I've seen you.
I don't know.
Together.
He's still trying to build the Great Wall of China around our backyard.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I like all the wooden puppets you have. That you've collected from your days. Tell me again, where did you get those wooden puppets? For those of you who know, Dr. Red has
Indonesia.
A fabulous collection.
Well, that's the problem about living around the world. We're Navy, and my father was Army, and so I have some of his stuff, and then we have some of our stuff, and we've parked some of our stuff in my son's house because he was never in the military. Bless his little heart. So he's got some of our stuff. And I don't know what we're going to do with it when we pass because it's going to go someplace. the Mingay Museum wants some of it. Some of our stuff is like one of a kind from living all over the place and doing some of the weird stuff we've done. So it may end up in a museum. But
I think a lot of it would do well at a museum because it is so beautiful and the treasures that you have are very exquisite, very unique. So I think it would do well in a museum.
I feel like I'm in a zoo here. I'm doing this from my office, but birds are squawking and my phone's ringing. And fortunately, the cat's back in the other room, but she doesn't make a lot of noise. So, you know, we did say this was going to be a fun show.
Well, we did. I had a question I wanted to ask you on today's show. Are you ready for this?
With you, not really, but go ahead.
Well, this is a question that I'm asking a lot of people for the programs and things that I'm working on currently. One of the things that I find is a lot of people know who they are, but they don't know who they are to themselves. And I think this is really important when we're trying to live a vibrant and full life. So who are you to yourself, Dr. Red?
Oh, boy. That's a good question because I took a class once and they said, Describe yourself without using the normal adjectives like housewife, mother, sister. You know, that's really hard.
Well, who? What do you mean to yourself? Who are you in terms of what do you do for yourself? So how would you label that, or how would you term that, who you are to yourself?
If you said, if you ask, what do you do for yourself, I would say absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. I've seen you. You're gorgeous. You're an excellent caretaker for yourself. I can tell you that.
Well, usually it's you do something for everybody else, and then if you have any time left over, then you do stuff for yourself.
Well, I think that's true. A lot of people do that, and those people aren't living very vibrantly. I'm not saying it's good to be selfish. I am saying it's very important to know who you are to yourself to be able to be the best you can be in life. So for myself, I'm often my own best friend, and what does that mean? It means that I don't yell at myself too much when I make myself get up when I'd rather be sleeping. Because I know that I have my own best interest at heart. Get out of that bed. I'm not dead yet, and get on with living. So that's one thing I am to myself. But who are you to yourself?
I'm a perpetual student. I have to know everything on earth.
I would say that's true.
I want to learn everything. That's why I like this show, because I keep having guests and then I go, oh, I want to know that. Whatever you're doing, I want to know that, because it's exciting.
That is the smartest way to get an education. Make it come to you. I love it.
Seriously, awesome. Everybody on this show does something fascinating, and I want to learn it.
Well, I don't know what I do. I do a lot of things. But one thing that I know I do well is live. I'm very happy in life, where I see a lot of people are very unhappy. And that's really why I'm always honored to be a guest on your show. Hopefully, you know, we can come across something that will help
time.
Other people.
Sorry about that. We just missed it. Oh.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. And we are here with the Angel of Life Experience. And I got to tell you, this we're flipping everything today because I actually do have shoes older than this lady. In fact, I think I met my husband before she was born. So we're just going to flip everything over. And she's interviewing me. So she's going to ask the next question. And that is?
Well, first I'm going to come back to with if you had to... If you had to say who you are, let's say you made a carbon copy of yourself, you're standing right next to yourself, who are you to you? Who are you to yourself?
Boy, that's... I've never known who I was. That's why I'm doing this, because this whole show is an exploration of self-discovery.
And it really is.
It really is. Because I've been like... I'm the great imposter. I kind of... You know the chameleon, and it walks over a color, and it turns that color?
I don't think that's an imposter. I think that you blend beautifully.
So wherever I am, I do what I can do, because being an army brat, and mm-hmm. my first language is Japanese, and then I've spoken 8 languages and forgotten 7 of them. So just wherever I go, I am what that is. So I just become okay. I just become whatever cool. the environment is, and I love it. So I think
you're an adventurer. I like that. I like that. I think it's important when we look in our lives, if we're not happy with something, if things aren't going our way, if we're frustrated with other people, it's really important to look and see who we are to ourselves.
I just like reinventing myself every 2 years when we have a new duty station.
That's true. But you always take care of yourself. That's one thing I can say. I've seen you. I know you. You always take care of yourself. Spiritual well-being, your body. Sometimes you say, well, you just, throw caution to the wind and eat all those steaks. Oh, my God,
I eat whatever's available because that's what you do when you're going to bug out in 2 years.
Right. And I know what that was like. I'm also married to a military man, 20-year Marine. The next question I have for you, Dr. Ed, what do you most wish for yourself? And that's hard because we always think of what we wish for the world and what we wish for other people. But it's important to know what we wish for ourselves because that puts us in alignment with everything else. So what do you wish for yourself?
Wow. I wish I did know who I was. I kind of wanted to know what my mission was. And I think having this show and helping people find out who they are. So I think this is my mission, and I finally found it, doing this show. I love doing this show. It's fun, and helping people find their light is my light.
I think it's well done. I think that's the most wonderful wish of all, is to wish to just be yourself, and I think that you succeed brilliantly at that. You really do. So what is your ultimate happiness? That's something that I think people should ask themselves if they're trying to live vibrantly. We have to identify what's keeping us back. And I mean, honestly, do you have anything holding you back? That'll be the toughest question by far I've asked you today.
Other than money, I finally figured out, there's an old song and not Ricky Nelson, but his son, I think, did it. And it's the one about you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. It's taken
right.
70 years to figure that out.
He is right. You know why? Why is that?
Why has it taken me 70 years?
No, why is it so important to please yourself?
Well, because you can't please everyone. So, you might as well please yourself. I mean, who else is there to do?
Well, because if you're a grouchy person, nobody wants to hang out with you. So if you love the world, please yourself. So you're nice
true.
To be around and spare the rest of us. Please, please. that's why it's important to be happy.
That is so true. I had a friend once that said that. She says, I only hang around with you when you're happy, because when you're not, you're a pain in the... sorry.
Pain in the rump cluster.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. So I have a kind of a funny rule in my life, and if you're a friend of mine, and you are, thank you, I love you for that, then you know my funny rule with my friends. The first is, first time you come at me, well, it's not like a hard rule, but first time you come at me with a problem, I am all ears. I want to hear it. I want to know what's going on. I want to be there for you. Second time you come at me with that same problem, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to really figure out what's going on, and I'm going to brainstorm with you. We're going to think of solutions. The third time you come at me with that same problem, you are buying me lunch or the drinks because, good Lord, you apparently love that drama. Let it go. And by that point, well, it's just a show. Just, you know, let's make it fun. Let's enjoy it. So my friends tend to be very happy, positive people, people who take the bull by the horns and just run with it. You know, whatever we need to do, let's do that. And if it's you, we also barbecue it. I said, if it's you, we're also going to barbecue the bull.
Well, at least you get a good meal out of it.
That's true. So, where's Dr. Leonard today? Where did he disappear to on us?
I don't know. Maybe he's out there growing his garden, because we did agree that it's good to grow your own stuff. And
I do that,
but this is an international show, and for those of you who don't know, we live in San Diego, which usually has wonderful weather, but my tropical plants are so confused right now, because it's dry, it rains. That doesn't usually happen in San Diego, so my plants are so confused.
Microclimate zones. It's good for them, though. You know, that change of weather and stuff, that'll make them more hardy. So challenge often does that for us. It makes us more hardy.
Maybe, but, you know, there are weird crops out back right now.
You know, I was down in the canyon just a few days ago, and I was really surprised at all the wildflowers that we have growing there that I have never seen before. Why do you think that is? Why are they growing there, and we're not seeing them more in the city?
Because there's no place to grow in the city.
That's true.
But, I mean, my poor little, I have a tiny little lot in Mira Mesa, if anybody knows where that is. And I have planted like 12 or more fruit trees out there. And my son, who lives up in Riverside, which is more rural, and he said, you know, Mom, you're not supposed to grow trees like grass. You know, you don't plant them like next to each other. So it's a good thing I lost some weight so I can actually get between the trees. But they're not producing a whole lot right now. And that's pathetic, because then you have to go to the store and you don't know what they've sprayed on that stuff.
Yeah, the more organic gardening methods are better. I think we're finding that with our lives and the lives of our plants and the food we eat, it's a continuous chain. And going more natural is certainly a better idea. You know a horrible thing I saw this week? Let me tell you about a horrible thing I saw on this happy show. So, you know, I don't really like to stick too much to Facebook because I get a headache staring at the screen too long. But somebody had sent me something they wanted me to see because they know I have children. And it was about vitamin fortified cereals.
Uh-oh.
They named a couple of them, and they showed that they had TSP in them as an ingredient.
I don't know that one. What is that?
Painters use it to clean tools. It's a carcinogenic compound, so a paint stripper.
Ooh.
And it's listed, like, this guy showed it. He's showing these breakfast cereals, these kids' breakfast cereals. And it's listed, like, it's the fifth or sixth ingredient in trisodium phosphate, TSP. You can also buy it at Home Depot.
Yeah, I have heard of that. I'm just appalled at all the things that have Agent Orange in it, because my husband's already had two heart attacks from that. And that was from Vietnam. Now it's in our foods.
So being able to go all natural, growing your own fruit and things, that learning those things, those concepts, is so important, because unless you're growing it yourself and knowing what's going into it, you know, the water, the soil, and so forth, you don't know what you're getting, and it's probably not going to do you a lot of good if it's a chemical compound that man has made.
And they don't have to tell you if things have been genetically modified.
Let's say non-GMO. Those are my favorites.
Some of them will tell you if they're not, but they don't have to tell you if they are.
Of course not.
That's frightening.
Well, I think it's a safe bet if they're not telling you they're non-GMO, that they might be GMO, because non-GMO is a marketing thing. So if I see something that's non-GMO, as a consumer, I'm more apt to buy it. If it's not marked non-GMO, I have to question whether or not it is. And so from a consumer aspect, it's good to know that. So from a sell point, I would want my consumer to know that if I'm non-GMO. It's one of those things.
So in the next 3 minutes, can we educate everybody on the planet how to buy healthy food or grow their own?
Absolutely. Google me that. Google that. And if you can't water, irrigate the stuff away from it that shouldn't be on it or in it.
So can you wash off most of that stuff, or are you really kind of wasting your time?
You know, I don't know. It depends what stuff we're talking about. But I will tell you this. I know this from just basic biology and throughout healthcare. Irrigate, 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 irrigate. If you have a bad substance, irrigate. If you can, you know, flush it out, literally. And hopefully it's nothing that you shouldn't put through your system, because some things you can't flush out of your system.
Are you talking about drinking lots of water?
Yeah, lots of water, and you know we are biological filters, so walking every day is a great metabolism that kind of gets the Bunsen burner in your body going. So eat good foods, eat healthy as you can, drink ample amounts of water, not so much that you flush your minerals out. We're not trying to be ridiculous, but never let yourself get thirsty. Water is a human need. We are filters. We have to flush out our filters continually. That helps us to process.
I'm getting used to water. I used to drink diet soda constantly. I would even drink it for breakfast.
So, me too.
I'm on to water now. You can actually get used to that.
Right. So water, you don't have to drink plain water. Slice some cucumber in there. Throw some fruit in there. Squeeze a lemon in there. Squeeze an orange in there. Throw a slice of apple in there. Put bay leaf in there. Whatever you like. Mm. You know, just try to avoid the sugar. You can put a little honey in there if you want. You'll get decaf tea. When you drink things like soda and diet soda, you're putting a lot of, think of it this way. Imagine dumping that soda on your counter and letting it dry, right? You get all that sticky residue, right?
Yeah.
The same thing happens in your body. That's why you can't say, well, I'm just drinking soda and it's so good for me. I'm still getting water.
They were dissolving rust on that show about geniuses, Scorpion, last night. They were dissolving rust with the soda.
I pour it on my battery when the corrosion gets out of hand. I drive an old car. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we need a can of Coke right here. Fizzle, fizzle.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about healthier things than dissolving rust. So
okay.
We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org. How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. And, you know, we have been talking about living life to the fullest and making it to the end. And when we talk about ends of things, that can be a little dark. So every now and then we've thought about, do we approach a dark subject? That can be a little frightening. So the new feature on the show is pulling the angel and crystal cards. And if you're not familiar with that, I have a deck of cards that pulls up a crystal for you and an angel that goes with it. So this week, and it's been pretty accurate. We don't know what the subject's going to be when we pull the crystal and the angel card, and it just comes up, and it usually is pretty well accurate as far as the subject goes. This week, it's been the snowflake obsidian, and obsidian is it's black, it's dark, but it's a healing stone. So it says, are you afraid of the dark? And it has all these beautiful white snowflakes on it. Are you afraid of the dark, of the unknown, and do you feel vulnerable? There is always darkness within light. Darkness accentuates brightness to clearly see situations, people, and circumstances. Embrace the darkness to enhance the clarity in your light.
So, well, that sounds like hospice 101 right there.
Does that sound like hospice? Yeah, but hospice can be dark or it can be light. So the angel that goes with this, and see, the cards didn't know what our subject was today. It just came out and that was the card. The angel that goes with this is the angel of contrast. And these are the affirmations that you would say when you pick this card. I courageously see through the darkness of adversity to make positive changes that light up my life. I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. I see situations in myself and others clearly and participate in the transformative of negative to positive. Yay! We're going to change things to positive. So here's the angel of positive on the other end of my phone. Oh. What positive things do we want to do to make life fun?
I love that card. I love that whole subject. Exactly. We're here. My grandma used to tell me every morning, get out of that bed, you're not dead yet. And so we're not. What are we going to do?
If you go to the Mira Mesa Senior Center, which is that's the geographic center of San Diego, they have this wonderful senior center. Nobody knows anything about it, but they have this group. And I'm telling you, I'm 70, and these people make me feel so old. They have a dancing group there, and they have music, and they dance, and they dance, and they dance. And I cannot keep up with these people. They're amazing. And they have these dancing classes, and they have ballroom dancing. They have, like, cotillion, you know, I'm old, but they used to have the cotillion, you know, and down in the South, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Those people, I cannot keep up with them.
I was there last week. They had a woman in the parking lot. She was walking to her car. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago, and I didn't bump into her, but, you know, we stopped and started chatting. She was 95 years old. 95. She walks, she talks, and she cracks me up. She's beautiful. I couldn't believe it when she told me her age. And that senior center is all volunteers. They're all volunteers. To see the energy and the excitement of just getting a chance to join together in community, they're incredible over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Stu, that was on my very first show, he drives his daughters to the doctor, and he's 95.
I love that.
He's amazing. So, yeah, the senior center there, I'm embarrassed to go. I was going to join, but they wiped me out.
they're such a cool group over there. And I got to tell you, that's not the only place you find the people. from the senior center, they're all there, of course. But to see the people that go to the senior center, they're the same people that work in the shops around here and in the businesses around here. They're very vibrant through their 80s and 90s. This is not something we saw 20 years ago.
You know where they really
so
go
we
well.
Know they're just
they get a bus and they go to the casinos.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I can't afford that.
I've played bingo. It's kind of like either really fun or it's the dark side of humanity. You know, I've never seen a bunch of women turn so vicious so fast. You know, they call like six
that.
Numbers. I yell, bingo, that's it. I can't make it to my car without getting attacked.
I haven't done their bingo, but they do. They have, I know they have line dancing there, and I'm half paralyzed, so I can't do that. But I know they have line dancing,
wow.
And I hear that gets really lively. I haven't done the bingo.
Be fair.
And I don't dare go near the gambling bus. But
to
those
be fair,
seniors,
I don't,
man,
I haven't played
they're
there.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But I like it. You know what? It's life. That's what you're supposed to do. Go out and grab it. So I want to tell you really quick. We were talking about doing fun things, not letting anything stop you. I had a mentor in life when I lived in Arizona. Her name was Penny. She was in her 90s. When she was 75, she went skydiving. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
Oh, I
right?
want to do
skydiving
that.
Skydiving at 75. But wait, I'm not done telling you about Penny. So Penny was in her 90s when I met her. She was going to go for another jump, but here's the interesting thing. She had, I'm trying to remember the name of the disease, half of her body didn't work. So like she would pick up her hand to shake your hand.
Well,
I don't know.
She's like
anyway,
me, I'm hemiparetic.
It was a palsy. It was a type of palsy.
Okay.
Anyhow, nothing stops this woman. And she was all of like 4'10". 4'10".
Wow.
She's on skydiving. She's had a hugely successful floral business. She was about to go skydiving again. When I had met her, she was on the third love of her life and actually had just chucked him out, just threw her boyfriend out because she was tired of the ladies gossiping and him liking it. So what a life. I was like, wow, you're my hero. You know, nothing stopped her. And one hand, she would literally take her left hand to pick up her right hand to shake your hand. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Wow.
No excuse.
So they would let me go skydiving even if part of me doesn't work?
Hey now, you know what? Torrey Pines Glideport right down the road from us. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, cool, because my Superman is chicken. He won't do any of that stuff. He wouldn't even go up in a balloon with me.
Well, I have a friend, a really good friend here, Steve Esklin. He does a lot of stuff with the airports around here, FAA inspections and so forth. And I bet you he'd put us up in an airplane and let you jump if you want. But
I think that'd
that
be cool. I mean, I should have died in 1988, so I don't have anything to lose.
Yeah, in the physical world, you have a physical body to lose. If you want to hang out and party with us in the physical sense, you got to take care of that physical body. We'll do it safely.
Well, you get a partner to strap onto, right?
If you want. It depends. It's going to be whatever's the safest for you. So whatever you see as a disability is just another thing that we work around or work with to make sure that you can still enjoy life. Don't let anything stop you, ever.
Well, you know they have ones now that are indoors and you just think you're skydiving.
Yeah, they have one of those in Tucson, Arizona. Let me know if you want to go. I'm up for a weekend road trip. Party.
Ha.
It'll be fun. Just do it. Just do it. Life is an experience. If you don't experience it, you're going to wish you had. You know, I just did the 48-hour San Diego 48-hour Film Festival with my team, Alpha Soup. Alpha Soup, I love you. If you're listening, thank you. They're an incredible team.
Going with you to see your show.
Thank you so much. We're doing a food drive along with it. So the AMC Movie Theaters on June 5th, 6th, and 7th. We're doing the San Diego 48-hour premiere of all the short films that we made here over the weekend in San Diego. And we're also doing a food drive. So when we open the can to our film, we're asking everybody to bring a can or a food donation or, you know, a card donation for the San Diego Food Bank.
Oh, boy, do I have canned food for you.
Well, we
have
bring
you
them
seen
that
my
night.
Pantry?
I haven't, but I've had your homemade preserves. They're pretty darn tasty there, lady.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have plenty of food to donate.
Well, don't let it go to waste. Keep it fresh. Keep it moving. Food should never go stale. There's too many people who need it today. So we do that.
Somebody,
but
Yeah, somebody just donated his squawk to the agreement.
That's okay. So with that, with the San Diego, with the 48-hour film festival, I was there with my crew. It was in post-edit, so the rest of the crew was hot. It was a weekend. We'd been up for 48 hours. I didn't bring a swimsuit where we were staying. I just jumped in with all my clothes. Later that night, I had to wear those same clothes. Sorry?
I thought you were going to say you went skinny dipping.
No. We had a big swimming pool there with a water slide and everything. Everybody was swimming, having a great time. I just couldn't resist. And my team will tell you, this is very much my spirit. If I didn't, I would regret it. I would be saying the whole time, I'm hot, I'm sweaty, why didn't I? I just did it. Sometimes you have to just
do it. You have pictures of this?
No, but my team does. I was jumping in the water. It's bad to hold my phone. But there are lots of teams on the Facebook things and whatnot. Alpha Sea crew, they probably have one there.
I want pictures.
You know, I like being a producer, and someday I'll get in front of the camera if it's meant to be, but it's not something. I never chase fame. I never chase the spotlight.
We're about to go to commercial, but this is so exciting. I got to see pictures of this. This is my redheaded twin here. I got to see pictures of this.
We'll do a lot of things together. Thing one and thing two, that's us.
Yeah, that's true. And the cat in the hat is rolling over in his grave. But we will be back in a minute, and then we're going to have to talk about the situation of the rants, and we're going to talk about the Dr. Redhead Society and how you can join. There's been a dearth of rants lately. Everybody's too darn happy.
Oh, gosh. I wish that was the only complaint in life.
I know. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about how you can join the Dr. Redhead Society. Oh, we have a minute? A whole minute to splurge? I don't know.
That's 130 words for the average person, but between you and me, we can fit 250 in there. What do you want to talk about?
Talk about the dearth of rants. Think up a rant.
And okay, I'll come back,
one. When we come back, you can tell me your rant, but you can't win a red wig.
I'm already red. It's okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. So everybody out there, think up a good rant. When we come back, I want to hear it.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. And I gotta tell you, this is the time when we talk about what makes you so mad that you see red like Dr. Red does. And whatever it is, you're supposed to call in or write in or Facebook in or whatever in and tell me your worst rant that makes you just blow up, see red, and blow smoke out your ears. Now, here's my rant. You're not ranting. What is it? You guys been smoking pot or drinking Kool-Aid or something? Is everybody that happy? What's the deal here? I mean, I know it's life is tough out there, but I can't be making you that happy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
Dr. Red.
We did have a winner last month. We honestly did. And that was Joan Gustafson and I got to tell you, this is the most pathetic, no offense, Joan, this is the most pathetic rant. Her rant was, it was hot in Phoenix. No kidding. It is hot in Phoenix.
Jeez. Oh, I love it.
If that's the best rant we can get out of you guys, I mean, it's a big world out there. This is an international show. That's the best rant we can get. Give me a break, you guys.
Well, Dr. Red, I'm going to speak up for people here. I wouldn't call in with a rant. Who wants to tell two redheads who are so positive what's wrong with the world?
Because we're going to
fix it
for you. I'm the doctor here. I'm going to fix it for you, but I can't fix it if you don't rant. Besides, look at the wonderful prize you get. You get an honest-to-gosh, real-life red wig so you can join the Dr. Redhead Society. Now, that's not the only way you can join the Dr. Redhead Society. All you have to do is write in and say, hey, I want to be one.
I mean,
that's real tough. You know, if you want to be an honorary redhead, you can be an honorary redhead because I love you. So if you want to be an honorary redhead, you're in. So that's really tough. But
you don't have to rant.
Yeah, you don't have to rant. But if you want the wig, you got to win the contest. And then I will send you an honest-to-gosh wig that I have actually worn. What a prize! Wow! So May is almost up, so you got to send something in. You got to either write drred@gmail.com, or you got to put it on my Dr. Red page on Facebook, or you got to call in, which is getting kind of close here. But you can win it for June, because June's coming up like tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Hey, Dr. Red, I have a rant.
Oh, good. But, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully you won't just keep going to guests, but go ahead.
I will get a red wig because I've already got one, but I'm going to throw this at you. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever gone to a medical facility and you knew what care you were basically looking to get, but they were deciding to tell you you needed all these other care things that you didn't really want or need? Go on, Dr. Ed.
Take it away. Me? You mean like the hospital I just got out of on Saturday?
That we'll never mention the name of.
But I also will never go back to ever, ever, ever again.
Well, that was one day out of the page in their history that hopefully they'll learn from. So tell us what happened.
Oh,
what
please.
Happened?
They who will never be mentioned again. No. I had to go back for some emergency repair on the surgery I just had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in there and they said, well, you need this and this and this and this. And we know. And they said, yes. And I said, no. And they said, yes. So it's like they just wanted to add a lot of a la carte items that I didn't need. I just needed the emergency repair.
Right. And that's really important to note, because a lot of people go into the ER or into to medical services and they need care. They understand how to do the basic care. They've gone there for an emergency or a crisis situation. They're just looking for immediate care for a certain thing. And the doctors or the healthcare facilities, quite often it's the healthcare administration, tries to tack on all these other things that you don't really need. Dr. Ed, tell us more about that, because nobody rants like a redhead. Rant.
It's kind of unfortunate, because I actually, know something about my body and the medical profession. And so some of my stitches had split. And so I went to my doctor and he said, you know what, I can't fix this in the office. So let me throw you in an ambulance and send you to my facility. So he sent me to the hospital. And so they admitted me, and I needed the stitches repaired and a transfusion. And that's fine. But I didn't need respiratory care and this kind of care and that kind of care and all this. I said, so they kept coming in with all these things. I said, no, thank you. And they said, no, you need this. I said, no, thank you. And they were getting a little perturbed. And I said, I don't need all that stuff. I needed my stitches repaired and I lost some blood, so I'll take the blood. Thank you. That's it.
Well, I think they did great with the respiratory therapy by arguing with you. You certainly did get to work out your lungs. So good for them and good for you for not getting the bill. Well done.
I don't like all the card stuff, because they charge for everything. I mean, if they put a Band-Aid on, they're going to charge for that.
I understand. And that's really what happens in our healthcare. So my personal rant today is our healthcare system. It's not that I'm against it. It's not that I'm for it. It's that I want people in our healthcare system to be aware of their own bodies and what they need. When they go into these facilities, my rant is that these healthcare facilities take a moment to look at the patient, look at the chart, and make a decision thusly, not just say, well, this is our standard operating procedure, therefore you have to do all these things and we're going to charge you for them. That isn't what we need here, nor what we can afford. Look, your birth
and know that there's a patient's bill of rights, because I don't think patients know that.
Yes, patient bill of rights, absolutely. Did you use
good heavens, Bird. I'm sorry. It's like he got out of the cage and walked up to your microphone.
He has a lot to say on this subject. He's feeling it.
I have never heard him be so loud. We're going to have to find a way to wall him off. He's a redhead too. He's a red-sided eclectus. So he's an honorary member of the Redhead Society.
Or we need somebody to call in to translate Parrot for us. I'm pretty sure he was voicing some very red-heady type thoughts there.
I had him speaking Indonesian for a while, but he lost it when we came over here. So maybe that's his rant.
There you go. But I don't think we should put the red wig on him.
No, he'd eat it.
That's okay.
But, you know, it is important for you to be able to stand up for yourself, because I finally got into a point where I said, you know what? He said, don't try to tell me my business. And I said, don't try to tell me my body. I know it better than you do.
Well, Dr. Red, this brought me back to my first question, which we started the show with, is who are you to you? It certainly sounds like you're an advocate, a captain, and a commander in your life. Thank you.
Well, yeah, if you don't stand up for your own body, who will?
Exactly. You have to stand up. And who else better to speak for you and what care needs you have than you, who's living and experiencing in that body?
So now we're back all the way to the very end of things. And so what I do have to say is thank you so much for coming. I'm sorry we missed Dr. Leonard, but we did kind of get to the point of what we wanted to say is life is a cabaret. You have to drink wisely and well. And what you need to know is that it is okay to flip your wig, but don't lose your mind while you're doing it.
Amen. Do the chicken dance while you do it, though. Please do the chicken dance, because CJ likes to see that.
Do the chicken dance?
Yeah, come on. We said life's a cabaret. I don't know that. I don't know those steps, but I can do the chicken dance.
Okay, watch out for the squawking parrots, though. You know, you might run into a squawking parrot.
That works, too.
And that's it for today. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.